any very high class of pure devotee tell or praying to Krishna, "Oh Prabhuji, you are my beloved. Now, I cannot maintain my joy. Please and please and please, you should come in my heart and never go out of my heart. Always be in my heart." Anabasho. You should make your room here in my heart. Otherwise I will die. Very pathetic kirtan, India. Go on.
Prabhuji, daya karo, mana me ana baso. Prabhuji, daya karo, mana me ana baso.
I request you, you should fulfill my empty heart with love and affection of Radha and Krishna. This is my desire. I don't know any kind of mantra, nor any other kinds of tantra. Tantra means process of worshipping. Nothing. Oh, I don't know worship. How to worship? I have no deity to worship. I don't know yoga, tapasya, and all other things. My heart is empty. You should come. Only I know you. Only I know you. Please come and be in my heart. Oh Gurudev, you should be merciful that my this desire should be fulfilled. Very pathetic. No. Oh, whole world is here, making merry, dancing, singing, but I am alone. I am alone. If you are not there, be merciful. Like this. But if anyone can be in India for 5-6 years, or they can learn this pathetic song, but they are qualified. My blessing to you. You should preach very boldly, knowing all the principles and establish truth and go on. Thank you. Now we should. Yeah, very soon. Andhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्य क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंगम कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृंदे नमस्ते चरणारविंदम वृंदे नमस्ते चरणा यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणम् Oh, please come with me. Where? On the bank of Ganges. Mahaprabhu is sitting on the bank. And in his lotus feet, Sanatana Goswami is sitting. Mahaprabhu is telling something to him. And that is called Sanatana Sikha. Very important. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there are so many dialogues. In them, Sanatana Siksha, Rupa Siksha, Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu, and especially Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Mahaprabhu, and also Ratha Yatra, Swarupa Damodar and Sivas. All these are very high class. And one thing is very important, Mahaprabhu in Gambhira, in Puri, always weeping, lamenting. Sometimes jumping the seven gates, iron gates. How he comes on the bank of sea, thinking Jamuna, or hearing some float voice, very sweet, jumping in sea. Sometimes in Jagannath garden, thinking this is Vrindavan, Rasasthali Vanshi, but lamenting always. These are the attract of Chaitanya Charitamrita. How to have all these things? You will have to follow totally first Sanatana Shiksha. Who are you? First thing. You should know who are you. If anyone not knowing and he is preaching, what he is preaching? Nothing. He should know. What should I preach? Love and love of Krishna. But has he himself? If he has some love, oh, he can preach. He can help devotees. So come with me in the council of Sri Mahaprabhu and I have told that this question of Sanatana Goswami Mahaprabhu solved it. Jivere Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. But he has forgotten. Not forgotten in Golok Vrindavan, but he forget in marginal line, tatastha. Anyhow, we should not be worried that from where Jeev has come. We are burning in fire. First put off the fire. And then let us discover why this fire came, from where came. No need to worry for this. But it is true that we are burning in fire. Fire of trigon, threefold misery. All. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this. And after, he told three things. We have some relation, transcendental relation with Krishna, whether we are realizing or not. One day you will have to realize, if you are in proper process. All living entities, they are eternal servant of Krishna. But what kind of servant? Oh, there are servants, many kinds of servants. Baldev Prabhu, elder brother, but servant. Always thinking that I am servant of. Oh, Nanda Baba, what kind of servant? And Yashoda Maiya, they are also servants. But what? Mother and for parents like. Krishna takes the feet dust of Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and he takes the sandal, wooden sandal on his. But Nanda Baba is servant. Gargacharya, Shandilya Rishi and all others are servant. Only Krishna is supreme, worshipable of all. But how he is? How he is? He is so beautiful, so sweet, so generous, very merciful. In a second, he can destroy lakhs and lakhs universe in a second. Again he can create. And again he can demolish. More than that. The ans of ans of ans of Krishna, that is Karna Abdishai Vishnu. You know, ans of ans?
Part of part
is Karna Abdishai in his all Lomkup
force.
Oh, uncounted universe are there. You cannot imagine. Once upon a time, Chaturmukh Brahma from this world, universe, thinking himself that I am Brahma, creator of this world, he went to Dwarka and wanted to meet with Krishna. The gatekeeper went to inside and told Krishna, any person named Brahma has come here and he wants to meet you. Krishna began to laugh and smile and told, oh, who Brahma? He went and asked, You are who?
Which Brahma?
You are. He told that you should tell that I am father of Sanat Kumar. And creating this world with four heads. You should tell him. Then he went there and told Krishna. Again Krishna smiled. Oh, he is the creator. And he has four heads and he knows that he has a false ego, that I am four-headed. At once Krishna told that you should bring. Gatkipa went and told that you should come. And when he came at the door, he saw that uncounted Brahma were there. Not only four-headed, anyone was not less than eight-headed. 8, 16, 32, 62, and thousand of mouths, uncounted Brahma were there. There was no place for this Brahma to enter in the room. And he saw also, there were so many Rudra. Five-headed, ten-headed, 20 like this, and uncounted there Brahma. And he saw also Vishnu, so many Vishnu. And then he had not a little space to enter. And he was, what I am seeing? I am nothing. I used to see that, I am only Chaturmukha Brahma. And here, I am seeing uncounted Brahma, Rudra, Vishnu, and all are here. Then he began to do like this, and he closed his eyes. And then, when he opened his eyes, he said, none are there. And then he entered and fell flat on the lotus feet of Krishna. So these are the vaibhava of Krishna. Seems like a very little baby. And Yashoda saw in his very little mouth what the whole universe. Arjun, what he saw? Whole universe, Vishwarup in his mouth. So Krishna is not ordinary, like a ignorant baby. And Yashoda is chastising. You have done some offense of what? You have drawn wrong. I will punish you. And Krishna is weeping. And at last, she bended the belly of Krishna. And he became Damodar. So Krishna, even a little baby, but his Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi. Who is that Govinda? Adi. There is no beginning of Krishna. And he sang Anadi. Anadi means he is the root of all. Adi means he is the root of all. From him, Ram, Nishing, Kalki, Bhaman, all demigods, all this creation whole has come from that very Krishna. So is Adi. Anadi, there is no one of Krishna. Sarva Karan Karanam means that, like this watch. Who made it? In any company. Someone made it. And after that, I went there. Who gave you this intelligence to make you? Who gave? Krishna. You can take any grass. From where this grass came? From Prakriti. From where Prakriti came? From Karnabdhisai, here. And Karnabdhisai from where? From where? Mahasankarsan. And Mahasankarsan and Mool Sankarsan And Baldev Prabhu? So, he is the root of all Krishna. Sarva Karan, only not this. From where Shraddha came? From Shraddha. Bhakti from where? Knowledge from where? The modes from where? From where this lust came? What is lust? Lust is nothing.
Perverted form of love.
Perverted reflection of love. Your love. Can you define what is darkness? Where you know? From where? This intelligence. Very quickly. You are tricky. So, what is Andhakar? Darkness. What is? Absence of sun, absence of light. Darkness, nothing. What is? Absence of. So what is Maya? Absence of. What you want to say? Oh, you are very learned person. Thank you. Oh, baskets of thanks to you. You should remember me like this, always. I will be happy if you are remembering me, quoting Shastra. Then, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Paramaha Krishna, Ishvara. Parama Ishvara. So Krishna is Parameshvara. Or Ishvara of Ishvara of Ishvara. All Ishvara. And Param. Param means Satyam Parama. Where this sloka? Srimad Bhagavatam. First sloka. Satyam Parama. Dhimai. Param Satyam Param, but not like that. Parama Satyam. Krishna is Param. And Satyam. Satyam, Satyapara, Tri Satya, Satyasya Yoning, Satyasya Nihitam. Also Krishna is this. But, oh, he is very ignorant in the lap of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So this. He is so beautiful. Himself he, what? His own beauty. One day, in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda was playing, but he was hungry. Yashoda Maiya give him some butter. Very sweet butter. And he was taking. And he was moving, keeping his hand around a pillar of very high class diamond or jewels. And it was so glittering. He saw his reflection. And he was moving like this, around, and keeping butter in his hand. He saw that very beautiful boy. Oh, this very beautiful boy. Oh, very shyamal rang. Oh, and he must be my friend. Oh, I want to make him my friend, bosom friend. So how to make friend? If I have anything, good preparation, sweet thing, I should divide. Then he share, then he will be my friend. So he was taking, and he forgot to take himself, and he was offering to that Baba. Oh, my friend, dear friend, I want to make you friend, you should take also. But he was also giving like this. He was in wonder. Oh, I'm giving and he is also giving. Then he again tried to give. So he began to do like this. Then Krishna, like this, like monkeys. Then he also did like so. And he at Yashoda Maiya saw that, what he is doing, playing with his shadow. when Krishna saw, and at once jumped in the lap of Mother Yashoda and became very ashamed. And Yashoda Maiya covered and gave his breast. So Krishna sometimes, he's so beautiful, he cannot imagine, Krishna image cannot imagine. He saw that in this whole world I am beautiful. There is no one beautiful like me. I am very sweet. If anyone can see me, even deers, clouds, rivers, peacocks, cuckoos, all are charmed to me. They don't want to return to their homes here and there. They forget everything. They are absorbed in me. So there is something in me. But when I see my Radhika, my beloved, then I see that I am not a part of her beauty. Oh, my heart becomes calm and quiet. But sushital ho jata hai? Cool. My eyes become cool and satisfied. I know that I am so much beautiful. But I am not beautiful as Srimati. Oh, I can speak so sweet. I also can play on floor very sweet. Radhe, Radhe. Cling. What is the meaning of cling? That thing. And whole world can be attracted. But when I see and hear the sweet voices of Srimati Radhika. Oh, my floats, oh, my hands. Oh, I forget to speak anything. Srimati Radhika is so sweet. And so Srimati Radhika is my guru of love. I am his disciple of love. But when I think moreover, I wonder, oh, there is something in me that is makes Radhika mad, totally mad. What is in me? There must be something. And what is this? So, oh, there should be must anything. That not only Radhika, whole gopis, whole creatures, all becomes mad. What is that? I don't know. Who knows? Only Radhika knows. And he becomes mad. Radhaya pranay mahima kidrisho va naiva aswado jenadvat madurima kidrisho va madiya saukhan charsha madanubhavata kidrisho vetti lobha tad bhavadda samajani sachi karmish. Three desires came. What is in me that Radhika seeing me and becomes mad, totally mad. Mahabhav and others things comes in here. Oh, how taste these sweets of my four things, float, form, Rup Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Gun Madhuri and Leela Madhuri. Three. What are that? Only Srimati Radhika, in ecstasy, she relishes all these things. And what happiness she experience. Oh, I don't. So I want to taste, I want to see myself with that eyes. Kans, Jarasandha, Raman, Durjodhan, they used to see me, but they don't become mad. Why? Oh, they cannot be. Oh, they will be more angry. Kansa saw Krishna, but he wanted to kill him. Why not this prem came? He could not see the beauty of and sweetness of Krishna. Why? They have some disease. Huh? What disease? Bairmukta. Anybody. If they were neutral even then they were attracted somewhat, but not neutral all. So, if we have some desire, worldly desire, some sense gratifications, anything else than serving Krishna, all these diseases is there. So Guru wants to first what? Operate and cure. Oh, with very powerful injections, with some sharp knives, taking them in theater room. Operation room. Theater room also. And, oh, his heart, how? Very strong. And he cuts and operates. And again makes it, oh, very good. Santeva chindansya mano vyasanga. By their ukti. Ukti means? Very sharp words. Like Sukadeva Goswami, in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. Like others. So Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. Akshnamatang phalamidam na param vidama. Shakya pasuna nibebesha yator payasai. Bhaktam brajesha sutayo anubenu justam. Jaiva nipitam anurakta kataksham. Oh, Krishna is how beautiful. Who is telling? All the sakhis of Nandagaon. Not mother. Oh, all the beloved gopis. For those who have eyes, the fruit of having eyes, what is that fruit? To see. Prajesu sutayo. Oh.